This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Schmidt. Missouri lawmakers are proposing a photo ID requirement for voters in addition to changes to the ballot measure process. State Representative Shane Scholler says he filed the bills today for the annual legislative session in January. The proposals include creating new state commissions with authority over summaries for ballot measures and redistricting. 300 more acres of Mark Twain National Forest in Salem have burned since last night in a fire that has burned 5,000 acres since Tuesday afternoon. KBIA's Nick Gass tells us what is being done to fight the flames.
Rainy cold weather has provided some relief for 50 Forest Service firefighters battling wildfires in Mark Twain National Forest in Salem. But despite the rain, Salem District Forest Ranger Tom Haynes says there is a scenario where the fires could become worse.
We get fresh leaves falling. Those leaves dry out tomorrow, let's say, Saturday, let's say. Okay? There's a big pocket of embers that are still going, which now catch those leaves on fire, and the whole thing starts all over again.
Haynes says in an average year, wildfires generally burn 5,000 or 6,000 acres of Mark Twain National Forest. He says 107 wildfires have burned through 18,000 acres this year. Fire Information Officer Bill Paxton says the firefighters have had to pick their battles.
The smarter thing to do is to back off to these places where we can address the fire on our terms.
The fires are under investigation as suspected arson cases, but no reports have been finalized. Nick Gass, KBIA News.
Natural disasters have cost the state of Missouri $15 million, and the state budget director says that tab is still going up. Matt Evans reports from Jefferson City.
The state still hasn't received a bill from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. State Budget Director Linda Luperine says the federal government will foot FEMA's bill up front, but the state will get billed for it later. And she still doesn't know how much that bill will be.
We really don't have firm numbers yet. Obviously, it's going to be a much bigger financial commitment than a typical year for the state of Missouri.
Luperine says that all of the $15 million spent so far has come out of the general fund, and it's too early to consider tapping into the state's rainy day fund. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Matt Evans.
Military veterans who suffered the effects of smoke and toxins exposure from burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan could be placed in a registry that would track any health problems they have. Missouri State Representative Todd Aiken filed a bill today that would direct the Department of Veterans Affairs to create such a list. Aiken blames part of the problem on outdoor fires started early in the war, which they used to dump trash and fumes. One of the Republican leaders in the Missouri House plans to file a package of election-related measures when next year's regular session begins in January. As Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City, it will include a bill requiring that voter-approved laws cannot be overturned by a simple majority vote by lawmakers.
Take, for example, the state minimum wage hike, which 76% of Missouri voters approved 5 years ago. House Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholler says under his bill, such a law could only be overturned if more than 76% of House and Senate members voted to do so.
Within the rules of the House and Senate, especially Senate, that would be a very hard obstacle to overcome, and that's probably good because the voters spoke very clearly on that issue.
Scholler says at the same time it would not create an undue burden for opponents of ballot initiatives that were narrowly defeated, namely last year's dog breeding initiative. He's also planning to file yet another bill to require photo IDs at the polls. Scholler is also running for Secretary of State next year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Just 2 weeks after Ford Motor Company announced plans to build a transit van at its Clay Como plant in Kansas City, General Motors confirmed today it will begin making midsize Colorado pickup trucks at its plant in Wentzville. Officials did not say when production will begin. GM is adding 1,660 jobs at the Wentzville plant. The average automaker at the plant makes $28 an hour. The Colorado is currently made at Chevrolet's plant in Shreveport, Louisiana, with that plant closing next year. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Schmidt.